And now, before we leave, I'll talk briefly about the Gaza port idea. I mentioned it at the tail end of Biden's speech there because he brought it up, and I think that was, substance-wise, one of the most important things that he's brought up. And so we'll talk a little bit about it. So a U.S. Navy ship, General Frank S. Bessen, has now officially left port in Virginia because it's actually on its way now. It's set out for the Gaza Strip to build a new sort of Mulberry Harbor, a temporary floating harbor in Gaza, to get humanitarian aid into the country, a sort of more direct way of getting aid in the country. So this is going to be done using 1,000 U.S. military personnel, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. But don't worry, guys, we're definitely not putting boots on the ground in Gaza. Uh-huh. Even as we're using boots on the ground to install this port. Just don't look at it. If you don't look at the boots on the ground, then they're not there until they get shot and bombed. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Israelis ended up being the ones bombing our troops. But will they face any consequences for that? I doubt it. I highly doubt it. Because, our government is bought and paid for by the Israelis. And that's just not me being anti-Jewish. That's just the way it is. But alas, let's talk about this port idea. The main aim of this is to allow aid into Gaza and to give the United States, in theory, a direct line of supplying aid into Gaza. Now, the aid is to flow first through the island nation of Cyprus before then being redirected down towards this Mulberry Harbor that we're going to be constructing. And then once it gets there, the Israeli military and military officials will then be allowed to decide what does and doesn't make its way off the port and into Gaza. You see the problem with that? The whole purpose of this is to allow aid into Gaza precisely because it has been the Israelis who've been denying aid into Gaza. So what point are we serving by building a whole new port to get aid into Gaza if the same people who've denied the aid from every other port of entry are going to be the ones to decide, they are going to be the ones to have the final say in whether or not the aid that comes through this port gets into Gaza? What was the point of that? What was the point of that? It's intentionally dumb is what it is. And it stems from this refusal for the dog to wag the tail. And it's because our government gets so much money from the Israelis, and they're bought and paid for it, every single one of them, except for a small handful of them. It's like, at a certain point, the absurdity just makes itself obvious. How are you going to let the country responsible for denying aid into Gaza be the whole reason, in theory, why we're even talking about building this port to get aid into Gaza? Because Israel won't allow aid into Gaza through any other means. So how is it that the one responsible for forcing our hand, if you want to call it that, the country responsible for forcing our hand in building this port is going to be the port authority? The people who are the reason we have to do this, assuming that we have to do this, because, you know, if you believe that we need to be over there, if you agree with this idea and you say that it's something that we need to do to get aid into Gaza, well, sure. Well, let's run with that idea. The people responsible for us needing to do this are going to be the port authority in this new port. We have defeated the purpose preemptively of building this port. It is so dumb. And not only for that reason. Like, we're going to spend $1 billion building a Mulberry Harbor when we could have just withheld aid to Israel on the condition that if they want to get it back, they have to allow aid into Gaza. Now, just the threat of doing that alone could have gotten aid into Gaza by the millions of tons. And you wouldn't even be talking about this. There are so many simpler ways of handling this that all involve... all they involve is being direct with Israel and asserting which one of us is the great power here. Right? Not Israel, us. Is We subsidize your existence, not the other way around. If we want aid into Gaza, you have to get down and suck the dick. If we say jump, you say how high, not the other way around, right? But there's this, again, because of how much money the Israeli government lobbies our government with, there's this refusal to say anything to Israel. There's this refusal to hold them to any kind of account, and there's this refusal to stand up to them when they get in the way of our stated interests. I say stated because we don't have interests over there. But if our goal is to build a port in Gaza because we want to get aid into Gaza, then who the hell is Israel to stand in the way of that? When we bankroll you, like, it'd be another thing if they were a sovereign, independent nation saying no to us because us building a port in Gaza is against their interest, which it is. But we bankroll you. We subsidize your existence. You don't get to say no to us, but we allow them to get to say no. It's like allowing a child to say no to his parents. You know those parents who try to negotiate with their kids? It's like, I told you to turn the volume down. What did we discuss? Come on, Tim. I asked you nicely. No, please. You know, those kind of parents who let their kids just walk all over them at the age of three? Yeah, that's what we do to Israel. And we should be not surprised in the slightest that they've grown up to be a little asshole. And they don't respect us at all. They don't respect what we have to say because we don't give them a reason to respect what we have to say. Because they know that they can do whatever the fuck they want. And that we're still going to give them their $4 billion every year. As if it was owed to them. It's insane. And all this because we won't use our leverage. All this because we let Israel tell us what our position is on Gaza. Even though America wants a ceasefire, Israel says we want war. And so what does our government do? We talk about a ceasefire, but we sabotage it every time it comes around. We talk about giving aid to Israel and Gaza, but we allow Israel to stop us from giving aid to Gaza. When will we be a sovereign nation? When will we behave like a sovereign nation? Because we're not behaving like a sovereign nation now. We're acting like we're the puppet state here. Are we the puppet state? I don't know. Shit, you tell me. I just think that a sovereign, independent nation would be able to tell someone that we're bankrolling, that I just think we'd be able to tell them what their position is. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just a random on the internet. But on so many levels, this port idea is dumb. Because if you wanted to get aid into Gaza, you don't need to build a new port. The port facilities that Gaza has are just fine. The borders that they have with Egypt and other countries will do just fine. It's Israel that is the problem. It's not the port infrastructure. It's Israel. Israel is the problem if your goal is to get aid into Gaza, because it is Israel who has put Gaza under a blockade. All these people who overcomplicate a problem because they don't want to address the actual root of the problem. They want to address symptoms. They want to attack symptoms, but they don't want to attack the actual root of the problem. But I guess that's just emblematic of this pseudo-intellectual political class who thinks that they know everything, but they're actually, in practice, a bunch of retards. They don't know anything. And they demonstrate that routinely. But, at the very least, we're witnessing the end of their era. Finally, and good riddance. We'll see how this whole port thing goes, and hopefully it doesn't end up being a debacle. And if it does end up being a debacle, well, I told you so. Whether that's Gaza shooting at you from the Hamas shooting at you, whether that's a rocket from Hezbollah falling on you, which is, don't be surprised if something happens to these troops, and then these light bulbs in our the halls of our Congress go, look at what those Iranian proxies did to our troops that we put in the line of fire to build a port when we said we weren't going to put boots on the ground. Look at what those Iranian proxies did to our troops. I literally just thought about that. Don't be surprised if something goofy like that happens. Don't be surprised. But alas, that, my lovely listeners, is all I have for you today. I do hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast on my geopolitical podcast. Lots of strange news, you know, lots of strange news. I never thought I'd be talking about cannibals today, but I suppose I am. But alas, no matter how strange the news is, no matter how strange the world gets while it changes, we will watch that change together, and we'll have fun doing it. Now, I've been your host, Hyshawn Wade, and you've been listening to This Week in Geopolitics. So till we meet again next Monday, Servus.